Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Here we go. It is hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to talk Mavericks basketball with you. Bobby Corella, All City, joining you here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Bobby. How the heck are you?
I am doing incredibly well, man. It is nice to feel good about basketball again.
Is this a good feeling mostly due to the hiring of Masai Ujiri?
It is, man. It is. I think it really is a new day in for Mavs fans everywhere. He spent basically half an hour aura farming the other day in his intro presser, and he dropped some absolute banger lines, and it feels like a lot of Mavs fans are back on board. You know, he spoke with respect about our past misfortunes, but also I think sparked a lot of excitement for the future. And if there is, it's a very, very short list of people in the NBA that I would trust to potentially, conduct quite a bit of an overhaul of a team, as you got a 19-year-old budding star on your hands, but Masai is definitely on that list, and I cannot wait to see what happens.
Immediately after that presser the other day, the conversation became around Jason Kidd, Masai saying the meeting was going to be yesterday. Now we are here today. No announcements been made there. What do you think is the future of Jason Kidd?
That's what I'm thinking about, too. I mean, that was kind of the only question that he was noncommittal on while answering. It wouldn't surprise me if J. Kidd was back next season, if only because, first off, he's got 4 years left on his deal, and so that's a pretty hard sell to ownership to say, let's go a different direction. But also, let's say Masai really doesn't want J. Kidd to be the head coach and wants someone else. Well, you're already pretty late in the coaching cycle. Taylor Jenkins already took a job. There's a bunch of other positions available that people are already interviewing for. Teams are starting to narrow down their list. You never want to be the last team to make a hire. So unless there's some up and coming, maybe assistant somewhere that Masai knows about that no other teams are on the pursuit of, then I just don't see the value in making a change, especially when J. Kidd does seemingly have a very strong relationship with both Kyrie Irving and Cooper Flagg. And, it all starts with those two guys, but he also commands the respect of everybody else in the locker room. And so, maybe it's hey, let's do it for this season and see what happens. Take it year by year. That's how Masai has done it in years past whenever he's taken over other jobs. Ultimately, he's made changes both in Denver and Toronto. So it wouldn't surprise me if there is a change, sometime down the road. But for right now, I'm leaning toward J. Kidd being back.
What else stood out to you in his presser? I mean, I do think that him showcasing his knowledge of Maverick history was certainly something that helped endear him to the fan base.
Yes, name-dropping matters. First off, it does mean he's done his homework. He's been around the league for a while, so I obviously believe him on all this stuff. But I just think it's really important coming out of the era that we were just in. You know, they trade Luka, and Patrick DeMont is talking about players with great work ethics. He lists Shaquille O'Neal, does not list Dirk Nowitzki. Like, if you want to lose your fans, like, that's a great way to do it. You know, start right there. So for Masai to come in and talk about Dirk and Nash and Rolando Blackman and even scouts like Amadou Galafal, who was a pioneer in international scouting, particularly in Africa, which is, you know, the place that Masai has spent most of his time and resources to develop the youth basketball scene. You know, that just really, I think, showcases not only his connections in the league, but also the fact that he knows what's going on here. You know, he knows this franchise's history, and he might not be from Dallas, but he has connections with players and with people and figureheads that have had a big impact on this franchise. And so, you know, Patrick DeMont might still feel like an outsider to some fans, but, you know, Masai is obviously going to great lengths very early on to try and endear himself to the fan base. And that kind of stuff matters, because it's a lot easier to root for a team in any situation, even a bad one, if you really believe that the people running the ship are on board with you.
No question about it. Bobby Crello with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Bobby, what do you think is his superpower? What is his number one quality that will give the Mavericks the biggest advantage?
I think he's just pretty fearless, you know, and that could be a double-edged sword. Nico Harrison was fearless too, clearly, and, you know, he showcased that last February. But, you know, Masai is not afraid to wheel and deal. He will, you know, if a star player wants out the way that Carmelo Anthony did in Denver, well, he had zero leverage in that trade with the Knicks, but still got a ton of value for Melo. He traded Pascal Siakam, got 3 first-round picks. He got a lot back for OG Anunoby, but he also will swing big to acquire guys. He took a big chance to get Kawhi Leonard in, you know, 2018 with the Raptors. They went on to win the title. He's very loyal to his players, and, you know, therefore forges really strong connections with those guys. And, you know, he's very good behind a microphone. So I think he's very good at building the value of the players, you know, publicly. That's a really important thing too. You got to gas up your guys. You got to talk big in the media, because if a team senses that you might not like a guy, then they're not going to offer you as much in trade discussions. So that matters too. But I think his biggest, above all, his biggest strength as an executive is scouting, and, you know, developing a scouting network, trusting his own gut, but also surrounding himself with very talented talent evaluators that can give him good insight. And that matters a lot, because whenever he was running the Raptors, they were picking in the 20s almost every season. And he got Pascal Siakam late in the first round. He got OG Anunoby late in the first round. Drafted Norman Powell in the second round. And whenever you nail those late round picks, he drafted Evan Fournier as well whenever he was in Denver. Fournier had like a 10 or 15 year NBA career. The Mavs are going to be picking late in the first round a lot over the next few years, because they owe pick swaps to the Spurs and the Thunder, who look like they're about to run the league for the next decade. And so if you're going to be picking 25, you still got to hit those picks to build out this roster. And I think that is really, really, really important, especially, you know, it's going to be a sight for sore eyes for Mavs fans, because the Mavs picked in the 20s for about a decade and a half straight and missed on a ton of them, you know, in the Cuban and Donnie Nelson era. And so being able to nail those late round picks really, really matters. And Masai has a track record of doing just that.
Speaking of connections, as we talk with Bobby Carella, All City here, what is the Jason Kidd Giannis connection worth, as today the Bucks announced they'd like a resolution with Giannis before the draft?
Could be worth a lot. You know, and the Mavs also have Chris Middleton, who's going to become a free agent, but, you know, I think the team would probably love to keep him. He and Giannis are very close. Jay Kidd and Giannis are very close. And, you know, there is footage of, if you go back, you can find it on YouTube or whatever, back in 2013 on draft night, Masai Ujiri, who was running the Raptors at the time, wanted to get Giannis. You know, so that's 3 people, you know, pretty prominent at all levels of the organization, executive, coach, and player, that have strong relationships with the dude. I have long dreamed of seeing Giannis in a Mavs uniform, but I don't know how I feel about him at this point. You know, he's dealt with injuries the last few years, and it does kind of feel like they already have the next Giannis on their roster right now. That said, depending on what the price is, you know, I'm listening. But I mean, that's another thing too about, you know, say what you want about Jay Kidd, but he has really strong relationships with a lot of stars. He and Jaylen Brown talk for like half an hour after the game every time that the Mavs and Celtics meet. And Masai has really good relationships too. So, you know, I think the Mavs kind of overnight have become pretty cool again.
if they win the lottery on Sunday, they're going to use that pick to draft a player, obviously. But if they don't, how likely do you think it is that they try to see what's up with the Celtics and Jaylen Brown, or, you know, facilitate a trade for another one of those stars that Jason Kidd has a relationship with?
That's a really good question, because, you know, you got Devonta and Peterson at the top of the draft. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on how they feel about Cam Boozer or Caleb Wilson, maybe they view it as you pick top two, and then if it's three or down, you trade, or four or down, or trade, or whatever. I think that anywhere in the top 10 is going to be a pretty valuable pick, and so that could get you something. And they have a lot of interesting contracts, a lot of guys coming up on expiring money. PJ Washington just signed an extension last summer, but he's got a very favorable, you know, team-friendly deal, even though it is long-term money. And so I think they could be pretty active. You know, I think Mavs fans probably, if you polled them, a majority would want them to use the pick no matter what. But if you're getting an all-star player in his prime with that pick plus some other contracts that you were going to look to trade anyway, I don't know. I feel like it'd be a pretty easy sell, especially because you take one look around the West, man. Like, are we sure the Nuggets and Rockets are going to be good next year? Like, if anything happens with the Lakers, if Austin Reeves leaves, are we sure they're going to be good? Like, it feels like there is a path to the top six, or maybe even better next year if the Mavs can add another star and Kyrie comes back good and everything. But, you know, I know there's a sizable portion of Mavs fans that will be like, hey, no matter what, don't rush it. Let's draft another 19-year-old and see what we got and then go from there.
Who would you take with one?
Devonta, for me. Devonta, I've been on AJ Devonta for like 5 years now. It feels like I've been watching his highlights forever. He's just really damn good. He's an athletic freak, very smooth in the mid-range. I believe always that a teenager's jump shot is going to, you know, his range is going to expand over time. We believe that about Coop. Why not AJ Devonta? I think he's an athlete. He's exactly the kind of guy that Masai really values, and I think that him and Coop on the wing could very well be the next Tatum and Brown. Like, why chase the guys that have already done the thing whenever you can find the younger, cheaper versions of them through the draft? So Devonta would be my guy. But if they get Darren Peterson, you will never see me complain about that either. I would be super happy with both.
You mentioned the Rockets. There was a report, I think it was the Ringer, floated out that the Mavs could have interest in a Kevin Durant. I think that was a little premature because you didn't even know who was running the show yet. But is Kevin Durant even a name that moves the needle for you now?
Personally, no, and that feels like sacrilege because I do love KD's game, but just, I mean, the Twitter burner account stuff and the culture everywhere he's played, especially these last few years, it seems like the culture improves whenever he leaves. And I don't know that it's his fault. I'm not even alleging that it's his fault, but it could be a you are the bad roommate situation, you know, and the vibes here are just seemingly from the outside in, like, at an all-time high compared to where they were last year. Like, I can't even believe that I feel good about this team right now. Like, that's how big of a turnaround it's been. And it would just break my heart if the team poisoned the water, you know, took any chances, especially because he makes so much money that they would have to trade like three or four guys to get him. So for that reason, I would say that I'm not super interested. But I mean, if KD really respects J. Kidd and respects Masai Ujiri, and if he has any kind of relationship still with Kyrie, then maybe it could work. But yeah, I don't know. I would be looking for guys that are sub 30 at this point, not, you know, 37, 38.
Bobby Corella with you, All City Dallas. So, I mean, to you, it feels like the post-Luka cloud has lifted. We were talking the other day, like, would you need to move on from Mark Cuban and Michael Finley and maybe Jason Kidd to just totally remove anybody that had anything to do with it or is triggered by the discussion of the Luka trade? Like, we just need to totally eliminate it from conversation or the lived experience from anybody who is in a leadership role in this organization. But it doesn't sound like you think they need that.
I totally respect people who feel that way, except about Michael Finley. I know for a fact that dude did not want them to trade Luka. So, you know, I would ask, please leave him out of it. And that is from, you know, an educated point of view, unless I've been lied to. But, you know, right, people lie all the time, so who knows. But I get if people feel that way about Jason Kidd, you know, and I know, you know, even whenever they were good, they went to the conference finals in 22 and the finals in 24, and, you know, I would come on y'all show and you know, people are mad that Jason, he leaves his hands in his pockets and doesn't call enough timeouts. So, you know, he's kind of gotten under Mavs fans' skin for years now. So I wouldn't mind, you know, people feeling that way. I think it's totally cool, totally valid. And if that's what the team thinks is best, then go for it. I just, change for the sake of change is not always a good thing. And it, like I said earlier, you know, if there isn't a head coaching candidate out there that just really knocks your socks off or would you're really intrigued by, then it's just, it's a lot of money to eat. It is a huge change to make, and it might not necessarily be one that's for the better. I mean, Kyrie has name dropped Jason Kidd numerous times, you know, throughout his tenure here as someone that he has a good relationship with. And it would just, you know, it would not be great to I think, you know, rock the boat too much with that. But if Mavs fans feel that way, they feel that way, you know, and I respect it for sure.
I guess the other layer to that that I was wondering about, Bobby, is the report from McMahon that Jason Kidd was interested in being the team president. Now you've got Masai Ujiri, who's clearly the boss. Do you envision possibly that relationship being able to work, or is there a little bit of a power struggle there?
There could be, you know, there definitely could be. I think Jay Kidd definitely has his own ideas and convictions about the kinds of players that he likes. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, that was also present during the Nico era. It's not like Nico and Jay Kidd were on the same page about everything all the time, you know? So I think there could be some butting of heads. There is in every organization, to be clear, but you know, if there is any sort of, schemes or plots being detected, then I think, you know, those will get sniffed out pretty quickly and we'll see what happens. But, you know, Patrick Dumont made it very, very clear during this press conference that this is Masai Ujiri's organization. He is the one that gets the final say in everything, you know, unless Patrick himself needs to write a check or whatever. He runs the show. This is his team. This is his culture. This is his organization, as Masai said, from head to toe. And, you know, if you got to get in where you fit in, because if you don't, then he will make a move. And it should also be noted at his other stops along the way, the coaches coached. That is all they did. The general manager managed generally. The coaches coached. That is it. And, you know, I will see if that relationship is able to survive that mandate. If it does, I think he'll be around. And if not, then, you know, a year from now, we might be having a different discussion.
A year from now, is Kyrie Irving still on the Mavs, and what kind of a season do you think he'd had?
Oh, God, I hope so, man. I want to see him and Coop play together so bad.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I think the long layoff will ultimately prove to be a good thing. You know, rushing back from an injury like that at his age could have been real bad, you know, really, really bad. That said, 18 months without playing basketball is a really long time, and so I don't know. You know, now maybe Kyrie will just completely wow us all, but I don't know that we should be judging him too much based on what he does in October or November. You know, I think that'll be Coop's time to shine. Once the calendar flips to 2027, you know, and we start getting, especially post All-Star break, playoff push, I think Kyrie is going to, you know, hopefully by then feel like himself again and, you know, be ready to go 125,000% or whatever number that he gave. That's when they're going to need him, you know, and if he can deliver during those months, you know, Coop is young. He can carry the load for a few months without Kyrie, you know, with Kyrie kind of chilling and, you know, maybe playing on 28 minutes or whatever. At the end of the year and in the fourth quarter, they need Kyrie to be Kyrie. And if he can do that, then I think he's going to be just fine. But I really personally, selfishly want to watch him play basketball because he's just really fun to watch. That's it. He's just really fun to watch.
That's right. Bobby, other than the shooting, what do you think is on the priority list for Cooper Flagg to try and work on?
Honestly, that's really it. I think the shot is definitely, I mean, that's a career-long project for everyone. Mm-hmm. I think that's super high. But number two, I guess, and part of this could be connected to just trusting his jump shot and developing just more fluid mechanics. But, you know, it really felt like, especially in the super late game, like there's 30 seconds on the clock, and we need you to go get a bucket. It never really felt like he got a shot that he was happy with. Oftentimes he was off balance or maybe rushed it or waited too long or thought a passing lane would open that just never did, or vice versa. You know, he didn't see the wide open pass or whatever. And that just comes with time and reps and everything. But I think, you know, getting some more solidified repeatable moves. Like, we all can repeat Dirk's moves from memory. You know, the number of dribbles and the up fakes and the turnarounds and the one-legged fade. I just retweeted a video of him this morning from 2011. Like, we know those moves like the back of our hands, and he did too. So he knew no matter what the coverage was, he knew what was going on, you know, before the play even unfolded. And once Coop gets a couple moves and a couple counter moves that he really trusts, then those last second situations are going to be no problem for him, because he can get to his spot. He's strong, he's quick, he's fast, he's explosive. No one can guard him one-on-one. So if he can get that footwork down, the timing, the anticipation, and just the trust, in addition to obviously the skill, you know, with his jumper, then I think that's going to be huge. So I would say those two things, late game situations and working on the three. Everything else, he is already 28 years old at. Like, he is unbelievable. If he can improve at those two things, then I think he can take it to the next level.
Speaking for myself as an old man in the driveway, Bob, I would say at least 30% of my shots are high post of flamingo fade. You know, it's pretty much all
I got. They should be. Yeah. You got to get your numbers up, dude. What are you doing?
Thanks, dude. Have a great night. Enjoy these games, and congrats for getting your joy for the Mavs back.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Cheers. Bobby Corella, All-City Mavs here with you. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got a hodgepodge coming up next, Chief.
Draymond Green has never been more unlikable and a baseball team's problem we all wish the Rangers had. Next here in the Nation.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan, and here comes Bobby Belt from the morning show. Couldn't just let it be. So if you want to check out Twitter, you can, but I think Chief's going to play this clip here for you but before too long as we get into this evening's sports hodgepodge. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Since it's a hodge, can I have the floor for like 20 seconds, for 20 seconds on soccer?
Absolutely.
Headline on ESPN, U.S. lawmakers question opaque World Cup ticket prices? Like, they have any jurisdiction on what a business wants to charge people who are willing to pay money for said businesses' products and services? Like, have you seen how much the Super Bowl is? Are we going to hate so much soccer that you're like, you can't charge $2,000 for a sports game in America? Bleep you! Get off America's and soccer's sack. Lawmakers, here's the chief.
Wow, okay.
Well, get off the sack, Call.
Is it not because is it because they're struggling to sell them? Is that where they're coming from here? Or cuz I know like the hotels, like they're not getting as much hotel bookings in the cities that are hosting.
This is more about the fan ire for the high prices.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, they don't do anything about that in any other sport. Like, when it happens, it happens.
It's supply and demand.
Right.
However much people are willing to pay me for my product is what I'm going to charge. If I charge less, I'm an idiot. Isn't that right?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
I mean, it sucks. It sucks that we're getting, you know, left out as regular sports fans. You can't afford it because it's really only for billionaires and corporations that are going to write it off for tax purposes anyway.
Yeah, that's the point, damn it. Lower the prices.
But that's a reflection on the economy than the leagues that are doing their best to try to make a profit.
Yeah. I understand the business side of it, but it does kind of suck for the average person that, like, wants to take their family and they can't go. So, I mean, I do get the fan frustrated. I am frustrated.
Equal opportunity, though. Like, if during the World Series when we're all trying to go to watch the Rangers in 2023 and people can't go, like, step up and say something then, too.
It sucks, but, I mean, literally, it's crazy to imagine that we're going to get the legislature involved in addressing this. Like, please, go fix our real problems.
Yeah.
We got lots of them.
That's true. Big ones. Okay, here we go, boys. Time to podge.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think really what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We have
no one
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
All right, it is the 10-year anniversary of the first and only Bartolo Colon homer, ladies and gentlemen. Let's soak this in together.
Colon looking for his first hit of the year. He drives one deep left field. Back goes Upton. Back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it. The impossible has happened. The team vacates the dugout as Bartolo takes the long trot, his first career home run, and there will be nobody in the dugout to greet him. This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball. Bartolo Colon has gone deep.
I want to say that was one of the longest home run trots I've ever seen, but I think that's how fast he runs.
That was a sprint.
It was. Big Sexy was moving about as quick as he could around those bases. But my gosh, what an amazing moment it was.
It was a treasure that we got to have him on the Rangers at age 45.
And he still pitched pretty well.
325 pounds. He was dealing still. I think he started like 20 games that year.
Yeah, he did. He was effective.
It's amazing. Really, really a special moment in baseball history. May 7th,
one of my top
2016.
10 heavy set athletes of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's synonymous.
Athletic.
Yeah, he's fantastic. So shout out to Bartolo. We love you, man. And this is a beautiful day. I would like to think he's celebrating in a pretty large way right now. 10-year anniversary.
Oh, he's going big.
Only homer. That's beautiful.
He's probably hammered now.
Okay, let's get to this. I don't know if you guys saw, but this is a problem I wish we had here locally. Okay, did you see what the Kansas City Royals have done to their Hawaiian Bros fast food promo?
No. But gosh, Hawaiian Bros is delicious.
You guys frequent that?
I do.
I might need to pull up.
Oh, I love
try
it.
Try some chicken or something.
It is
that's
so
like
good.
The fast casual spot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Chipotle of Hawaiian food. Yeah, I've had that a couple of times.
Yeah,
I love it.
The Huli Huli chicken, the Molokai chicken. Oh, it's awesome. The Mac salad.
Yeah, my family, for whatever reason, thinks it's not good.
What?
I'm like, I don't know what kind of experience you had with Hawaiian food, but it is freaking amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
And we got one like right down the road.
Yeah, I got to try one of these.
I think it's awesome.
Well, this season, Hawaiian Bros teamed up with the Royals for a promotion where fans enrolled in its rewards program could visit stores located in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Iowa to score a free lunch plate, which sells for $12.
Yeah.
If the Royals scored at least 6 runs during a home game, okay? They actually had this same promo for last year, and the Royals did it 17 times throughout the entire season.
Wow.
Okay. Now, this is just, you don't have to buy anything. You can just show up and get your free $12 lunch. Okay. That happened 17 times last season because the Royals were able to score at least 6 runs at home on 17 different occasions. But they're currently on pace to double that total after triggering the promo 8 times in their first 37 games, which included 5 in a row between April 21st and April 26th. So Hawaiian Bros has just been having to give out, they're talking about over 40,000 free meals.
That's a lot.
And so that could, rough math on the internet tells you like a loss cost of like $250,000.
Okay, that's a hefty advertising budget.
So they've had to alter the promo going forward. They released a statement. Hawaiian Bros released a statement to inform customers they will now have to settle for a buy one, get one free offer when the Royals score 6 or more runs at Kauffman.
There
Stadium.
You go.
Okay.
Still a good deal.
So still a great deal. Absolutely. So, I mean, a BOGO opportunity. If that was the initial promo, everybody would have still been pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 2 lunches for the price of 1.
But now you're like, gosh dang it, it used to be free. Now you got to buy one to get one. Come on now.
Royals fans are not happy about this. But I would assume any business owner, you know, any entrepreneur would understand. Like, dude, this is getting out of hand here. I don't know. Like,
they probably had in mind an amount of money they were willing to lose on this.
Right.
And
right.
It was getting away from them.
Yeah,
so they had
sure.
to make some kind of adjustment.
We're a little too popular here. This we need to simmer this
I mean,
down.
6 runs is just not enough. You know?
Yeah.
9 runs?
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, is it the BOGO thing or do you just up the total runs where it's like, okay, it's not going to be 6. We're going to make it 8 or 9 because that's a little bit more far-fetched. But
they figure nobody's safe with that offense.
Yeah, yeah, dude. So
we saw them up close and personal.
I wish we had that problem. You know, I wish we had that Rangers problem. Okay, let's go ahead and do you guys want to hear how Mad Dog Russo tries to pronounce Yankees pitcher Cam Schlittler?
Absolutely.
You guys interested in that?
Absolutely.
100%.
Let's go,
get my full attention.
Barack Obama? Yeah. Come on, bro. Absolutely.
If he comes back in any kind of form, adding him to a staff that, you know, got Cam Schlittler on it, who's done very well.
Whoa.
Freed Will Warren.
Nah, that's great. Hold on. That is fantastic, bro.
That, you know, got Cam Schlittler on it, who's done very well.
Oh, that is good.
He didn't see the first L.
That is.
he thought
gosh.
It was Sittler. You know what I'm saying?
That's, I mean, hey, it's a
podcast pro right there.
Yeah. It's a tough word. You got to be careful with it.
Cam Schlittler on it, who's done very well.
But he's like a New York guy.
Yeah,
this should be his wheelhouse.
He should know Schlittler
from the night he was drafted. You know Schlittler, who's been on a total.
I mean,
tear.
I know Schlittler.
You know Schlittler.
I know Schlittler. Yeah. How do I know more about the Yankees than Mad Dog? Right.
You
now?
Respect Schlittler's stuff more than most.
He's incredible.
Barack Obama.
he's a big arm extension guy too.
Yeah,
the Schlittler. Oh, yeah.
Schlittler's extension.
Cam Schlittler on it, who's done very well.
He's done very well, that Schlittler.
He's like, you're not going to dump me, okay? I might sound like a fool, but you're not going to dump me for this name. Thanks, Doggy.
Pretty good improv skills still.
Now, what
gummy
about...
The gummy hasn't ravaged his brain too much yet.
Not just yet. Okay, we also... Well, we got to play this, too. I mean, as we're still in the baseball world, we had a nice little Dawson v. Sandler back and forth earlier in the program today, and there were some Tolos at Samsonite 41 pinged Sean and Bobby on Twitter to say, hey, just so you know, you're going to want to check this out. So Bobby did, and then he did his AI thing, which
okay.
we know he is a master at the AI, and he's got a nice little trailer promo video of you guys. It's Dawson versus Sandler boxing. Globe Life Field, here's the sound.
Wow.
Welcome to Arlington, Texas, the site of the biggest story in sports.
Welcome to our coverage of Friday night boxing. Gavin Dawson and Jared Sandler square off for a second time in the strife at Globe Life.
It's time!
No way. Yeah, we needed to get a buffer.
No way. Dude, I look like Carson Beck.
Dude,
it's Beck against Balboa.
Your face is not as methy as Beck's.
No, it's methy though.
It's pretty messy.
It's pretty methy.
Methy-ish.
It's hungover.
It's not
messy.
As sunken in as and skinny.
How accurate is that shirtless body compared to your
not
Russian.
Accurate at all.
Not at all.
No, I don't think I've ever been in that good of shape.
You don't have shirts like that.
I might have been a skinnier, like kind of cut version in my 20s when I hooped a lot and lifted weights.
Because this is
climb a house.
This is like a
dunk.
This is like a dad bod.
Yeah, this is respectable dad bod territory.
Yes,
I'm not in respectable dad bod territory.
And then Jared looks ripped.
Jared looks unbelievable.
Jared's gonna clean my clock in this video, dude.
Yeah,
I got no shot.
You look very Russian.
I gotta be like Foreman. You know, I'm just gonna kind of stand there and jab you.
Wow, I just did a freeze frame though on your lat. Your freaking lat looks amazing on this, dude.
Dude, I'm gonna
I'm
gonna send that to my wife. Hold on.
Yeah. Screenshot. Snag that right there.
Give me a screenshot
that.
Of
look
the
at
lat.
The lat on that thing. Bro.
Screenshot this lat.
Getting
real
my pull
quick.
Down on.
Yeah, dude.
Just the pull ups paying off.
Check this. And you're wearing Oregon trunks.
That pull up is paying off. Wow, he does. He's paying homage to the Pacific Northwest.
He's got the Oregon
pumps
trunks
that he's
on.
Putting in there are hilarious. I would be much more apt to be wearing a pair of Trailblazers trunks.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or Timbers, but he's got it nailed.
Wow,
salute to Bob the Goat.
Yeah, him and this AI kick is scary, but it's also amazing.
So I guess they're going to do a full-on fight breakdown tomorrow morning with Sean and Bobby.
Oh, is that what that's for?
I think that's what they are teasing there. They're going to break that down. And it's a big day because we not only have the fight breakdown from those fellows in the morning, but we also have Marlon Wayans live in studio with the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow.
I didn't realize he was at Arlington Improv.
Yeah, or Addison.
Is it Addison?
Yeah.
Man, I'd have tried to get tickets to this.
And he's promoting the Scary Movie series. Maybe you can get here early before the show, Walchuk, and shoot your shot.
I
try
might
to
have
score
to
some
try.
Tickets,
man.
I hope he's in a good mood.
Oh.
Those Wayans can be very temperamental.
Uh-oh.
Is it all of them or just?
All of the Wayans can be very temperamental.
Well, Marlon's going to be here tomorrow.
Look up, Marlon. Say cheese.
Have some donuts and coffee ready for him. Some good small talk.
Yeah.
Get a little something going.
All righty.
All right, we'll do the Draymond Green tomorrow. I'm sorry.
That
we just
good.
We had so much.
Well,
to
Draymond
get to,
was a jerk, man.
Yeah, he
over time. Over time.
We can play it with Fan After Dark if y'all want.
Yeah,
whatever.
Let's do that.
All righty, we got to run. We'll come back. We'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Next in the nation. All righty. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. If you've been watching the webcam, you've probably been wondering, what are these guys looking at on their computer screens? We've just been informed that the Fan After Dark boys are going to be at a women's tackle football game on Saturday. I didn't know there was a league.
I didn't either.
I thought it was just flag or you know, maybe youth.
But the lingerie?
No, he's grown-ass women. No,
yeah, the lingerie
I
football.
I knew about that
yeah.
one.
Not lingerie.
No, this is Texas Elite Spartans. Going to be throwing down on Saturday. So just getting familiar with them. They're playing in town, and Fan After Dark's coming up next with Fred and Blake. Boys, how we doing?
You think Leah Fowl would make the roster?
Maybe. I mean,
we got some hard hitters.
I went to a game, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, and no, these girls can hit.
Yeah, they look like it. I would not want to be caught in a dark alley with any of these kids.
That's where Jen Welter came from, the Dallas Diamonds. Remember Jen Welter?
Female
coach.
I met her. She was with. I met her when the Super Bowl was in Houston. She was hanging out with Rod Woodson.
I think I met her that weekend, too.
Do with that information as you
will.
Yeah,
she's tough, bro. I used to call her Adam.
Yes, she is.
I would not want to mess with these girls.
Yeah, she coached with Arizona, right?
Arizona
Cardinals?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
So what's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
Well, we got a full 4 hours tonight, so we're kind of excited about that. We've been doing some of these late shows these last few nights, but full 4 hours tonight. Bonnie Burns, hey, look, we're pro women here
on
Fan After Dark. Okay,
clearly,
it's the Mike Vrabel episode, right? We just love the women.
Oh,
okay, and
pregnant
Bonnie,
women.
What's that?
Pregnant women.
I don't think either of these ladies that's on tonight is pregnant. Bonnie Bernstein's going to join us at 7:20.
Bonnie,
OG,
yes,
of the female reporters.
It's my sister.
So we got to tiptoe around that, but I will be asking.
If she is?
Not if she's pregnant, about the Diana Rossini.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, you know.
Well, she's got a new show coming up, The Champion's Edge, and it's her just highlighting, you know, women that are doing incredible things.
Oh, so does this take you back? Does this knock you down? Is it a peg? What's the premise of the question?
Well, no, just about, you know, like... Where, you know, as somebody who has been doing this for a long time, as a female, as a trailblazing female reporter, your thoughts on, you know, kind of where things are at right now in the female reporting
world. I haven't had no sex!
It is an interesting deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, who better to talk about it than Bonnie Bernstein?
I did see Elle Duncan was asked about this recently, and she basically took the angle of if Elle Duncan, formerly of SportsCenter, now of Netflix.
Okay.
And she said,
I would have gave up all the secrets, too, if I was a coach, by the way. Elle Duncan would have got me. Yeah. I would have given a playbook. Here, check this out. What
yeah.
She's anything like, else you want to know?
Call me back.
You want to call a play?
What are you doing later?
She said, I've heard it all, you know, about how she got her job. And if you think one woman now sets the standard for everyone else, then that's just how you view women in sports anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's why I would be nervous to ask the question. Like, if a guy messes up, you don't go ask all the other guy reporters.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, so I wonder if she would be offended by it, Fred.
See, I don't think so.
It's perfect for Fred to ask.
No, because, I mean, who better
than you
to address it than Bonnie Burns?
I'm excited to see Fred formulate this question. We talked about this yesterday. Yeah. I voted no, but Fred votes yes, so
I think,
I'm excited.
I think have it's a relevant question.
Have you written down the phrasing? Or are you just going to...
You're just gonna freestyle that thing.
No, I've got an idea because I'm going to. I've got.
Are we gonna lead off with that?
This is gonna be a 2 minute question. We're gonna time.
No,
this
no, it won't be. No, we're no. Well, I'm gonna
the
say
question.
But
you said you're gonna get in and out, right?
Right in, diving right in. No, because I mean, well, okay. So I've kind of got it. I've kind of got it formulated. Actually, I was thinking about it on my way home last night. With because again, her show's called The Champion's Edge, and she's it's her talking to exceptional women in sports and business and everything else. How, given everything that's going on in the world of reporting right now with certain women, how important is this show right now?
Okay. Ooh, okay. So you're not even going to bring up.
Well,
the
I'll
name.
Let because then she, but I'll let her say it, and then if she doesn't, I mean, at least come on, she knows what I'm talking about. I mean, what the hell? I mean, what other female reporters?
No, I think that's
the right
perfect
now?
Way to do it. You like know, you kind of just tee it up, and if she wants to address that, she can.
And we hit it from both sides. We're talking about your
she's
show.
Sports reporting loyalty.
Well,
I'm
okay.
sure she's ready to answer.
Let's hit it with both sides.
Look, Bonnie's never
AF.
Bonnie's yeah. never shied away from yeah. a tough question.
Hell no.
Looking forward to it, gentlemen. What time is that, by the way?
7:20.
7:20. Let's get an hour away.
Let's approach 7, baby. I can't wait.
Diving right in.
For Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went about four flawless after the Rangers game. Thanks to Wolchuk and Schiafalo. Broadus will be back tomorrow. He was at Bennett's graduation today, so congrats once again to Krusty. He'll be back for a Football Friday show tomorrow. Blake and Fred coming up next. Fan After Dark. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2 from the ballpark. You're going home with the nation, Eddies.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern.
two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.